Live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chapel Show, along with head coach Brett Chapel. This is Chad Upton, Black Bears, winner last night against Madison County, and off to a good start. Really, things started off very well, very quickly, as Jesse Martinez had a big return, got us first and goal there at the 8-yard line. A couple plays later, Daniel Van Varenberg, but I was able to get in the end zone and get going, and everything sort of rolled from there. So you got to feel pretty good about where your team is this morning, Coach, after a big win against Madison last night.
You know, it was nice coming off of an open week like that and seeing our guys, you know, really coming out and staying focused. Thought we had a really good week of practice last week. We bragged on our kids after the game last night. We started practice really well last Monday and had really good focus, and I thought that carried over through the week. Kids played really well on last night, and I think that was just, a good job by them. It was certainly one that we could have overlooked, but I think the kids, you know, took it as a serious task, and I think that, the end result showed that.
When you look at the stat sheet, you can tell pretty quickly about how much success we had. Talked about Daniel Van Varenberg having, 17 carries over, 250 yards or whatever that was. Jesse Martinez, he got dinged up, and we'll talk a little bit about that here in a little bit, but got a little bit dinged up there in the first half, had that big return, playing very well. Again, we talked about Isaiah Fisher last night defensively, running from sideline to sideline, being all over the place, and just about being in on every single hit out there. But the biggest thing that we came away with, too, up there in the booth was that your offensive and defensive line really was able to set the tone and really dominate the football game.
I think anytime you look at stats, one thing you can really tell is what kind of push you're getting up front when you look at what your total yardage was and what you're giving up. And last night we had over 400 yards of offense, which I thought was outstanding. Of course, Daniel had 244 yards. Michael Parrott had four. He was 4 for 48 yards. Brady Connor came in 7 for 58. Michael Trantham had 6 for 16. I thought the offensive line did a really good job. Had another guy that was in there last night, replacing David Mackey last night, and Hunter Frizzell, and I thought Hunter did a really good job for us as well. And one player that we haven't talked about a whole lot is Josh Wilson. Just did a great job blocking last night, mm-hmm. and he is really helping us out, especially out wide, when he's in that tight end set, and, doing a really good job for us there defensively. We gave up 81 total mm-hmm. yards. And, again, I mean, you look at that, and 6 yards rushing and 75 yards passing. So I think that kind of tells a story about what we did up front.
And a lot of those yards that you're talking about giving up defensively were junk yards, really, in the late in the second half, as far as, what you're able to establish, when the game was closer. I remember after the first half they had, I think, negative 14 yards of rushing offense. So you're really able to exert yourself. We saw you get a lot of pressure, too, on the quarterback. They were just disrupted the entire night.
You know, we did. I think you start up front with us, and you look at Drayton Kirkpatrick. It's nice to see him finally back feeling good and healthy. And if you get a chance to watch this young man play up front, you really need to take notice of him. He is just what he does with his hands, he is so violent and just does a really good job for us. Of course, Christian Jones had 2 interceptions last night. Mm-hmm. Dante Buchanan came in and subbed a little bit on that defensive line and played well. Ben Wright had a really solid game for us on the defensive side. Jeff Albritton at linebacker, it was nice to see him back out there with us. And full speed again. Of course, you mentioned Isaiah and Garrett Jones and some of those secondary people, but thought those guys did a really good job for us. And, again, you look at those stats and you can tell where we won the battle at.
Sometimes when you think about getting pressure on quarterbacks, you just simply think about what's going on up front. But, one of the things that I noted and what I think we've seen is that, the secondary coverage right now seems to be really good. Quarterbacks seem to have less options right now. And, part of the reason why you see that quarterback back there running for his life all the time is because there is that good coverage in the secondary.
Well, there is. Obviously the guys are doing a really good job in a week preparing themselves. And, we're bringing up some JVs throughout practice to help us out, run routes for us and give us good looks. And I think that's paid off for us as well.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chapel Show on WPTL.
I'm in luck. I haven't missed out on summer rebates on premium Valspar and Cabot paint and stain at Hometown Hardware. We can save $5 to $7 a gallon, and color matching's a snap with Hometown Hardware's color specialist. Summer rebates on Valspar and Cabot paint and stain last only through September 13th, so don't miss out. I need to say some restrictions apply. see Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill right away.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Samuel Freeman or Bradley Pope at the Freeman Agency. These two men are Pisgah graduates who bring you Erie Insurance with coverage for auto, home, business, and life. Sample Freeman Agency service at 1656 South Main Street, close to Walmart in Waynesville, or talk with Bradley or Samuel at 246-0546 about Erie Insurance for your everyday needs.
Back live at the Jukebox Junction, the Brett Chappell Show this morning. Coach, you just mentioned you spent some time already looking at film. Is there anything that you saw last night you didn't see during in live action and in terms of what the presentation was last night?
As a matter of fact, there was one thing I went back and saw last night. Didn't realize it. had some really good blocks from our quarterback last night on some of Daniel's long runs.
Yeah.
Houston sometimes finds his way out into the middle and tries to track down some of the big boys.
Uh-huh.
And he got two of them last night as I was going back watching film. I aggravated him and shot him a text message late last night. And I said, I see where you're sneaking down the field trying to get somebody.
Yeah.
But had one really good block on their number 44. And he was a I can't remember the young man's name. He was a kid in on a few of the 15-yard penalty skirmishes. So,
yeah.
You know, I was glad to see Houston get him.
Well, how do you feel about that? I mean, how do you feel about your quarterback being downfield making blocks like that?
You know, it's just the aggressive nature that he has.
Yeah.
You know, and we always try to tell him to be careful, and, you know, we certainly don't want to lose him. And, you know, but he's having to become more involved with us offensively, you know, whether it's running the ball and doing things like that in order for us to be successful, and we know that. But, anyways, I just went back, and you get a chance to really watch a film and see some things, and I thought last night we did a really good job up front. Drayton was one that really stood out to me on the defensive side up front when I got a chance to really go back and watch it, and didn't realize how much he was in the backfield last night.
Yeah.
Of course, Michael coming off the edge, saw him quite a bit. Felt like we overran that quarterback a few times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got to do a little bit better job at motoring down when we get back there, but I thought certainly we had the drive last night to get after him.
Going back to your tailback situation, or not necessarily tailback situation, but your running game, you got two backs right now that are very effective, really two sort of different styles in what they can do. And, boy, I tell you what, when you got those two back there, you got to have a lot of confidence every single Friday night that you're going to be able to move the football.
Well, you know, again, we're blocking really well up front.
Yeah.
You got, you know, Michael, when he's not carrying the ball and blocking, did a good job. We got another set where we're bringing – you know, Riley James in, a little bit of heavier set that we go with, and I thought that set went really well for us last night, and, you know, Michael and Riley, we turned both of those guys loose on a few of those linemen last night, and I thought they did a really good job on them, too.
Christian and Isaiah in that spread last night a few times there in the first half. You want to take a look at that a little bit more going forward?
You know, we did. We had hoped to do it a little bit more, you know, throughout the game, and, of course, you know, had Jesse go down right there
mm-hmm.
with an injury, which is okay. I mean, he'll be fine coming back, but we didn't feel like we needed to waste him last night, but would have liked to have done a little bit more with that. That was the game plan going in, but, you know, once we lost him and decided we were not going to bring him back in, we kind of changed gears a little bit and were a little bit more run-heavy than probably what we had planned going into the game.
So, again, we talked about the two backs just a minute ago. You've got four very capable guys at wide receiver right now, some really dangerous weapons. Again, if that's the direction that you want to go in, and getting, again, Christian and Isaiah a little bit more into the mix in terms of the offense.
Being able to protect, you know, when we get in sets like that was something
yeah.
we wanted to look at
yeah.
last night,
yeah.
too. And I thought our kids did a good job there. You know, that was that first series or second series there in the first quarter, you know, that we had to punt, only punt we had in the first quarter or in the first half. But, you know, would like to get a little bit more work in there as we go along. We know we're probably going to get in a situation where we're going to have to do a two-minute drill, and whether it's in the half or in the game or something like that. So just trying to get it in game time situation. So we feel a little bit of the pressure, and, you know, we did that on the JV game on Thursday night, and I thought our kids did a really good job. We worked the ball down the field and clocked it and scored there late right before halftime. And, you know, you're always trying to work those situations just in case you know, when you need them during the season that you've had practice at it.
Your special teams play right now is very good, too. Place kicking, I mean, you can't ask for any more than really what you got last night for the most part, with, you know, certainly a lot of extra point attempts, but, you know, also a made field goal. That's a very solid area for us right now, too.
You know, it seems to be, obviously, Jesse started us off with a long kickoff return and got us down there. You know, Tanner Fox had five PATs and a 27-yard field goal last night. Had one kickoff he pushed into the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Bryce Burgess did a really good job on our high kicks. Hunter Brown came in for Jesse there in the second half, had a 56-yard punt. So I felt like special teams were good last night. You know, we were good in all three phases of the game, and, you know, glad to come out of it with a win and come out of it healthy.
Going, you know, you had 2 weeks to prepare. Was there anything in particular that you talked to the kids about that you wanted them to hear or be aware of going into a game last night against a Madison team? You know, obviously that's playing with some desperation right now. Don't have a lot of kids on that roster. Also, I think they've shown a lot of offensive, maybe some even defensive differences in terms of defensive set. So far in the season, trying all kinds of different things. Was there anything that you wanted to make sure that your kids understood last night going into it?
You know, we told our kids at the beginning of the week we wanted to treat this as a conference game. We wanted to get that kind of mentality going into it. And like I said earlier, I thought their focus was really good throughout the week. Thought they prepared like it was a conference game. They didn't prepare for the record. You know, they prepared for the game on Friday night. And hopefully we'll do the same thing this week as we get ready for East Henderson.
Injury-wise, coming out of last night, obviously we saw Jesse Martinez come out early in the first half there after, you know, it looked like a hip injury perhaps or a point or something along those lines. Didn't look severe. He would have been available had we needed him to be.
He could have come back in. You know, it was one of those decisions that we thought about suiting him back up, you know, at halftime and just made a decision just to leave him out. He'll be fine for next week. Not too concerned about that one.
Any more that you had last night that you were concerned about?
No, everything else seemed to be good. You know, just a few little dinks, but that's about it as far as injuries go.
That's good shape, so you certainly want to come out of that game. And going into the conference play now against East Henderson that's had their struggles now, and you get that game at home. This is the back half of that two-game homestand, and it starts conference play, so you really got to feel pretty good about where things are right now, especially when you remember that we're able to drop that one conference loss against Asheville and go into conference play really with that undefeated record as far as the playoffs are concerned.
You know, that was a big thing for us, too, is understanding that we needed that win to kind of solidify where we wanted to be at going into the conference play. And, you know, got that last night. Got a really good news. David Mackey got to come home on Thursday. David came into the stadium with us there last night and let us out of the tunnel, so it was really good to see him. And, you know, hopefully we'll get him back out there on the field on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and get him back moving around a little bit again and seeing how he feels and hopefully get him back in the mix here before too long.
We talked, and again, going back to a specific situation, I'd written myself a note last night that there's a situation that's 28-0 in the second quarter, and saw a personal foul, and then you guys made a decision to call a timeout right there, bring everybody together and discuss what was going on. What was the mindset at that point?
You know, we knew it was going to be it had the opportunity to be that kind of a game. I wanted to make sure it didn't go down that road farther than we wanted it to. Just from what we had seen on film, you know, seemed to be a very rambunctious bunch we were playing, you know, on the film, and certainly that held true last night too, which is unfortunate, but you run into situations like that where you have some young men on the other side of the field that, you know, like to push the envelope. And, you know, we saw that last night, and, you know, I thought our kids, for the most part, kept our composure. Obviously, it's hard as a young man when you're getting, you know, punched under the pile and you're getting cheap-shotted and some of these things. It's hard not to react, but I thought, for the most part, you know, we did a good job. And, you know, we have to do a good job as coaches as well. It's hard not to, you know, overreact in situations like that where, you know, you're upset because you're trying to protect your kids and, you know, you got to be careful about yourself getting a personal foul.
Yeah.
You know, and, of course, you get two or three of those and you get thrown out of the game. So you got to be careful with it as you go.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. Here, again, going back to situation last night, another thing that we saw you right before halftime, you had all your guys, and probably maybe the same thing, all your guys on the field before you go to the locker room, start looking at film from the tower and all those kinds of things. Same kind of conversation then?
It was, you know, not to lose focus once we got into the halftime room. You know, we still had a job at hand, and we had felt like we were going to make some changes, you know, there at halftime, and want to make sure those people that was going in, you know, that we're going to stay focused. And really a good message for our starters. You know, I told them that we were not going to be back on the fences hanging around and seeing our families. You know, these guys are going to get a chance to play in that second half, they cheer you guys on. You're going to stay right there, and you're going to cheer these guys on. And I thought our kids did a good job and understanding where I was coming from. And, you know, and our coaches, I don't know if you get a chance to watch our coaches, they never stopped coaching until the end of the game. You know, it didn't matter who was in there. And, you know, that's always good to see.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Family Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Champion Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality, with Ken Warren and his crew providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Family Barbershop on Champion Drive across from Burger King, I-40, exit 31.
Coach, when you're a high school football coach or a high school administrator, you got to be prepared for just about any kind of scenario. Like yesterday, had a scenario where ultimately the decision was made that needed to evacuate the school for the best precautions that we could take, and you guys had to deal with that and then prepare for a football game that night. A lot going on yesterday afternoon.
You know, was busy. I want to take the opportunity and really brag on Mr. Bailey and the administration and staff there at Pisgah High School. I was actually down in the stadium getting some stuff done down there and didn't realize what was going on. And, you know, it was on the gator and took it back up to the school. And they had the gates locked down and, you know, got a radio and found out what was going on. So shuttled back down to the stadium and got everything ready. But I just thought the staff did a really good job getting the kids down there. As quickly as they could, got them in the stadium, got them by their classes, got them put in the bleachers. And, you know, the hardest thing about those situations is such a good central location for us, but you got two roads coming in and out. So, you know, it took a little while for them to get all of the kids picked up and signed out yesterday, but just thought they did such a good job getting us down there, getting kids called. You know, we had Catawba College that was scheduled to come in yesterday as well, the football team. They were going to play Carson Newman, and they were stopping halfway through and doing a walkthrough. So I had them coming into the stadium as well.
Really? Did they end up doing it?
And they ended up. We got the two charter buses in, and Dr. Nolte came, and he was there, and Mark Shepherd was there, our county AD, and got them in, and they did their walkthrough.
So they're doing their walkthrough
as we're calling kids to be signed out by the parents. So, you know, I think they did a really good job. You know, I can't brag on them enough. That's the first time Coach Preston said they've never done it since he's been there in 26 years. So for that to be the first time and to go that smoothly, you know, see that happen that fast, getting those kids down there. I mean, you got all your teachers driving buses and, you know, getting them out of there. And, of course, I know that it was, you know, probably a hassle for parents trying to get them out, but I hope that they understand we have to check out each one of those kids.
Absolutely.
To make sure they're accountable and not left up at the school. You know, they had the school shut down, so they're up there sweeping for, you know, possible bomb and going through every classroom and vehicle and, you know, anything you can think of. And, you know, we didn't get back into the high school until probably about 4:45, 4:30, and that threw us off schedule, you know, as far as what we were doing. But, like I said, just wanted to brag on them. You know, Mr. Bailey and staff just thought they did a good job.
You and I talked just a moment or two right before the game there, and that was one of the things I'd ask about was, you know, how was your kids and the team responding? Because, you know, you get into a cycle where you've got what's going to happen when you play at home, and those kind of, and that got disrupted. Did you feel like that your team, you know, reacted well going into the beginning of the game after that?
You know, I thought they did. I was a little bit concerned because we didn't have that downtime that we usually have after our pregame. We stayed at the church, Central United Methodist fed us yesterday and did the devotion. We stayed a little bit longer with them. They were able to keep us there until they cleared the school for us to get back in. But, you know, the concern for me was just exactly what you said. We got off of our regular routine, and I was concerned because we didn't get that, what I call that down period. We usually got about an hour and a half, and the kids kind of lay down and rest and, you know, kind of gather their thoughts a little bit. And we were just pushed for time, you know, once we got off that schedule. But I thought our kids did a good job, you know, getting, we call it flipping that switch.
Sure.
Flipping that switch from being a student to a player and getting ready for a game. And I thought they did a good job with that yesterday.
You also mentioned this a little bit ago, too. Again, I feel really good about where JV program is right now. Another big win on Thursday night. The middle school programs continue to be very successful, too, right now.
Yeah, both middle schools won this week. And, of course, our JVs did as well. And, you know, got some good kids in the program. I think we got some good coaching, you know, both down on both levels down at our middle schools. Coach Golden and his staff there at Bethel have done a really good job. And, you know, Coach Simmons and the staff there at Kent got their win there Thursday night as well. And so it's, you know, it was a really good week for the football programs here at Kent.
Absolutely. Back with more in a moment. It's the Brad Chappell Show on WPTL.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Samuel Freeman or Bradley Pope at the Freeman Agency. These two men are Pisgah graduates who bring you Erie Insurance with coverage for auto, home, business, and life. Sample Freeman Agency service at 1656 South Main Street, close to Walmart in Waynesville, or talk with Bradley or Samuel at 246-0546 about Erie Insurance for your everyday needs.
I'm in luck. I haven't missed out on summer rebates on premium Valspar and Cabot paint and stain at Hometown Hardware. We can save $5 to $7 a gallon, and color matching's a snap with Hometown Hardware's color specialist. Summer rebates on Valspar and Cabot paint and stain last only through September 13th, so don't miss out. I need to say some restrictions apply. See Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill right away.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Catching up, everybody, on some scores from last night. Again, Franklin losing to Irwin, a close ball game throughout there, it appears. Irwin 40-35 over Franklin. Reynolds winner over Hendersonville last night, 59-36. Crest, Benega Robertson last night, 38-10. Mallard Creek 28-7 over McDonough. Myers Park 31-24 over Sun Valley. Vance 41-20 over Independence. They lose last night. Cherokee a winner over Smoky Mountain, 32-24. Concord 19-0 over South Rowan. East Burke over East Rutherford, 42-24. McDowell over Owen last night, 56-35. Monroe 35-7 over Ranson. It's East Williams 48-15 over Forbush. Brevard 31-14 over Inca last night. Andrews 20-14 over Hayesville. Richmond 55-14 over Southview. Olympic 42-7 over Porter Ridge. South Guilford to Southern Guilford, 21-17 over Ragsdale. Kings Mountain 14-0 over Burns. Ledford 26-0 over Salisbury. Forest Hills 24-17 over Cuthbertson. Butler 35-3 over Huff. Mitchell 61-28 over North Buncombe. Mountain Heritage 14-0 over West Henderson. West Henderson, I believe, getting their first loss, also being shut out. Paul County 35-14 over East Henderson. Shelby 48-14 over Chase. Statesville 30-26 over Carver. Tuscola winning last night in a wild win, it sounds like, 38-34 over Swain. So West Henderson's got their first loss, Coach. And, you know, there's one of the things we're seeing right now, there's some vulnerability in the rest of the conference.
You know, the thing that you kind of keep up with the papers and you look at those things, and I know, you know, the Asheville Citizen Times comes out with the best of the West, and I was looking at it this past weekend. We had four teams, if I'm not mistaken, four teams in the top ten, which bodes really well for our conference. I know West had a loss last night, but, I mean, it kind of shows you the parity that we're looking at right now. I mean, you've got Franklin, and you've got West, and obviously you've got Tuscola, and you've got us, and you know, got North Henderson sitting there. You know, North and West play this week, so it's going to be a big game there. Obviously, we have East Henderson. Everybody gets started off in their conference play, but you know, got some big games to start off conference play with as well. So it'll start shaking out.
Yeah, and everybody seems to be a little bit better than they have been. I mean, you know, obviously, are you starting to see some of those teams show up in film now?
You know, well, you are. You know, we've had a chance to see a lot of these teams already on film. I think, the only team that we have not seen on film out of our conference may be Smoky Mountain. You know, we've seen film on just about everybody else. Yeah. You know, it just gives us a chance to look at it and just kind of see as we go down the road what we're looking for and things like that. But again, the fun stuff starts this week.
Absolutely, there's no doubt that that will happen. Looking at the rankings real quick from last week at 4A, Mallard Creek, Dudley, Butler, Wake Forest, and East Forsyth, the top five in the 4A. In the 3A, Crest continues to be number one. Havelock at number two, North Guilford at number three, Asheville at four. Reynolds is at number six in the 3A rankings in the state, and in the top 25. There really aren't any other teams there currently in the area closest to us. In the 2A, Shelby 1, Monroe 2, East Lincoln 3, Clinton 4, Kinston at number 5. And in the 1A, Keenan 1, Wallace Rose 2, Tarboro 3, East Surrey 4, Mitchell at number 5. And you can look down a little bit further. Robbinsville at 13, and Swain County was number 16 going into last week. Still, you know, when you look at, you know, where teams are, the powerhouse teams are still where they've been for quite some time, Coach. And, you know, when we start getting to the point where we start thinking about playoffs and thinking about teams that we might need to be thinking about or playing against, I mean, teams like Asheville and Reynolds may very well be some of the teams that we have to get through to get all the way down to Raleigh or wherever it is this year, for sure.
Well, you know, you got those teams sitting there that you know, the usual suspects, I guess, yeah, you would say, you know, are there. And then you got some programs that are starting to come along a little bit. And, you know, I think our conference is in that situation as well. And, you know, wanted to brag one more time just on our kids last night on the composure we kept, you know, had opportunities to kind of get out of hand. And we really stressed the importance of not losing one of them, you know, in some type of fiasco on the field. And thought they did a good job with keeping their composure and doing those things. And coaches as well, sometimes we get caught up in emotions on sidelines and jumping up and down and doing those things. And, you know, we have to keep those things in check as well. You know, we can get ejected just as easy as a player can. Yeah. So good officials last night.
That's what I was going to ask you. How did you feel about that?
Same officials that we had. You know, a couple of weeks ago when we had that situation with Trey in the Inca game, and just thought, you know, the staff was really good. We kind of joked around there before the game took place, and we were all on the same page and knew what we were looking for. But, you know, as a coach, you have to know your limits, you know, as far as how much you can talk to the officials and when to back off. And certainly I've had my fair share of a 15-yard penalty every once in a while, something that you kind of ask for, kind of like in basketball and getting a technical. But, you know, you got to know where your limit is, too, and when to back off. And certainly hadn't had a chance to be ejected from a game. I certainly hope that I don't get to that point.
Absolutely.
But anyways, you can do that as a player, too, and just thought our kids did a good job in keeping their composure last night.
How important was it to the team to preserve that shutout?
You know, it was really important. I think it was you know, important for those kids. It was something that, you know, Coach Brindley had set forth as a goal for them. And I think, unfortunately, the biggest hit he's going to take from last night is his pocketbook, because I think he's got to feed that defense now that they're shut out.
Yeah, there you go.
We had quite a few players got in and played, some young kids off the JVs that played last night, too. So I think he's got a pretty big dinner plan for Wednesday night down at the field.
You know, he'll not mind that very much. I'm sure he'd do it next week, too, if he can find a way to get that done. But, again, Pisgah, big winner last night, 44-0 over Madison. Back home next week again against East Henderson. Our airtime for that, 6:30 with the Black Bear Cafe preview. 7 o'clock is our game broadcast time. Again, we'll be back right here at 8 o'clock on next Saturday morning for the Brad Chapel Show. Yes, sir.
Don't mean to interrupt you. I think somebody had sent me a text message said you had a birthday. Is that
right? That's the rumor, yeah.
That is the rumor. Happy birthday.
Today. Thank you, man.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. I'm 40 now, so.
40 today?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Not a better place to be than on the radio show.
There's no better place to be than being around football, I'll tell you that. So, thank you, Coach. And, again, we'll be back again next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. with the Brad Chapel Show. For head coach Brett Chapel, Chad Upton next week. So long, everybody.